Landfall within hours. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Hurricane Ian, less than 85 miles west-southwest of Naples, Florida, churning toward Florida's Gulf Coast.
Ian is expected to strengthen to a Cat 4 hurricane before making landfall tonight as a Cat 3 near Cape Coral. It already has sustained winds of 120 miles per hour, and the storm surges could reach 10 to 15 feet. Thousands are already without power, and once Ian makes landfall and rips across the state, that number is expected to go into the millions.
Fox's Lauren Blanchard at St. Pete's Beach. Ian is still a Category 3 hurricane, sustained winds at 120 miles an hour, but water could be the bigger threat.
Storm surge is going to be a very big deal, and there are some places along the west coast of Florida that could see upwards of 8 to 12 feet of storm surge inundation, and that would be above normally dry ground. So 8 to 12 feet is well over people's heads.
Hurricane specialist Robbie Berg at the National Hurricane Center. Tropical storm force winds are already being felt along the west and east coasts of southern Florida. And the storm's rain bands have begun spreading across the southern portions of the state, flooding reported in Key West, and two tornadoes touched down in Broward County. Governor DeSantis says Hurricane Ian will impact nearly every area of the state.
Very severe impacts in southwest Florida, but those impacts are going to continue going out all through the state. So this is not going to end up leaving the state of Florida until sometime on Friday morning.
The governor says 5,000 National Guard troops have been mobilized and nearly 30,000 utility workers are on standby to restore power and communications after the storm passes. Power Outage U.S. reports there are already more than 30,000 electric customers without power. Wall Street mixed yesterday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average down 125 points, while NASDAQ gained 26 points. Early morning Dow futures are trading about 150 points lower. America is listening to Fox News.
Shopify's taken the cash register online, helping millions sell billions around the world. But did you know that Shopify can do the same thing for your retail store? Upgrade your point of sale system with Shopify. Shopify POS is your command center for your retail store. From accepting payments to managing inventory, Shopify has everything you need to sell in person. Get award-winning support and see why millions of businesses worldwide trust Shopify. Do retail right. Grab your $1 trial at shopify.com/fox. Shopify.com/fox.
The Senate will resume work later this morning on a continuing resolution to keep the government operating after Friday, but a provision to revise the government energy permitting procedures has been dropped from the bill after opposition from some far-left senators and many of the Republicans. That had been promised to West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin to win his support for the Inflation Reduction Act. Senate Majority Leader Schumer says he still intends to make good on the deal.
Senator Manchin, myself, and others will continue to have conversations about the best way to ensure responsible permitting reform is passed before the end of the year.
The government's authority to spend money runs out Friday night at midnight. Support is growing in the Senate for a bill to revise the way Congress certifies the Electoral College vote.
Senate Republican Leader Mitch McConnell supports amending the 1887 Electoral Count Act.
The chaos that came to a head on January 6th of last year strongly suggests that we find careful ways to clarify and streamline the process.
The bill would raise the threshold for members of Congress to object to a state's slate of electors and clarify how states send electors to Congress. Texas Republican Ted Cruz says the bill is all about Donald Trump.
And nobody in our lifetimes has driven Democrats in this body more out of their mind than President Trump.
The House passed similar but more sweeping changes earlier this month. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A man who'd invaded the U.S. Capitol on January 6th last year has been sentenced to 7 years in prison. Federal Judge Amy Berman Jackson calling Kyle Young a one-man wrecking ball. He'd been charged with assaulting a police officer. A libertarian group in California has filed a legal challenge to President Biden's plan for student debt cancellation, calling it an unconstitutional overreach that would increase state tax burdens for some Americans who get their debts forgiven automatically. I'm Jack Callahan. This is Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey there, it's me, Kennedy. Make sure to check out my podcast, Kennedy Saves the World. It is 5 days a week, every week. Download and listen at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your favorite podcast.